Live from my spare room in Sacramento, this is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, the best off-season pro moves, overhyped paintball products, and more stuff from Tampa. Good evening, gentlemen. I don't know why I held my breath all with that live stream, like, intro. I get nervous. It's not going to work. It worked, I think. Hello, gentlemen. We are here for Paintball Ruined My Life Live. And, you know, you could probably tell by the title, the introduction. We're going to talk about Tampa. I have a JT Impulse we're going to look at. We're going to talk about tech classes very briefly. We have... And just a couple other things I put together, like the best pro moves of the off season. Like, who benefited the most from all the trades and movement this off season? And just a quick list. I'm curious if you guys can help me come up with the most overhyped paintball products in paintball history. I've got a handful. We'll go over that. But without further ado, the best paintball store in the world, helping power this thing, BFPgear.com. They've, got all your new paintball stuff, the Carbon DRV250. They've got that thing in all of the beautiful, beautiful colors. I think pink is my favorite. I really like an all pink hopper. I've always kind of wanted an all pink hopper. They've also got all the new Ninja tanks that I got to actually take a gander at on Saturday. I was kind of wondering what these were going to be like. We got to look at them. We'll probably talk about that maybe a little bit later. But you can find them at BFP Gear. There are links below to find your tanks, or possibly maybe you're looking for the Carbon DRV. You can find that all at BFPgear.com. You know, we'll talk about BFP Gear a little bit and a little bit more. I feel like I'm really zoomed in here. Maybe that's a little better. Okay. How is everyone doing? We're all here. Aloha. Aloha. Josh. Topwater. Hope you got home okay. I thought about you. I was like, hope we made it home all right. Pink is cool, but it certainly would stick out. I know. It just looks so cool. It's so, like, bright and pink. I was going to say effervescent, but that's probably not right. Chris Martin, Tyler, Dylan, future Doc Dylan. Are you in med school, Dylan? That would be, you're going to have to change your name. You're going to have to be like post-doc, maybe not post-doc, current doc. Okay. The main thing I kind of want to talk about is, I originally wanted to, and I still might do it this following Monday. I wanted to gather like all of the pro off-season moves and just all of the action that's happened. Hello from BKK. Hello. It's a crazy time there. I don't know what time it is there. Really early in the morning? Or something? I wanted to gather all the moves together, but... all the rosters really aren't up on PB leagues yet. The pro rosters aren't complete. There's a handful of teams that have put their rosters up. And rather than me just try to guess and remember all the moves, I wanted to try to compare the rosters, you know, to this year and last year. But it's a little hard because they're not up yet. But we do remember, you know, some of the main changes. Hit that button again. Hopefully that works. There we go. Some of the main trades or off-season moves. So let's go in order. I'm going to cough really fast. I'm going to drink a water really fast. Okay. All the main kind of moves, I looked at all of them, all the teams, and kind of like who had the most changes and maybe who benefited the most. I'm going to say that Dynasty probably had the biggest benefit from this offseason. They had their merger kind of with Arsenal. That's why we're seeing three Arsenal players as new additions. They got Mike Urena, came over from Impact. I got some notes on these guys, too. Mike Urena spent the last 2 years with Impact, but he has played with Dynasty in the past. Also played with Scottsdale Elevation 8 years ago when he went pro. So this will be his eighth year in the professional division. They also got Archie Barnes Jr. I think probably going to be... What I hope is he'll be a standout player this year. He's obviously very talented, but hopefully going over to Dynasty with all their experience, their coaching staff now in Kyle Spica and Junior Brown. Junior Brown? It's actually named Steven. Junior Brown... in that coaching staff. So hopefully they can, you know, just make Archie even better. Hopefully maybe accelerate that. Because he's not been pro as a lot of most of these guys that have been out of the roster. 6 years, but not as much as Stephen O'Mara below that, who's been pro for, this will be his 13th year. Has played for Arsenal, the Ironmen, most notably probably for Revo. Then we have Elliot Weaver. Elliot Weaver, I'm surprised. I was looking at how long he'd been pro. This is his 11th year in the pro division. But I think the last couple years has been one of the more, I don't want to say a standout player, but certainly making a name for himself and I think playing probably better than he ever has before. So I'm very curious also to see how maybe Elliot can develop with the Dynasty. They did lose Danny Schoenhauer, though. Danny Schoenhauer is going over to Detroit Infamous. Infamous changing their name this year from Los Angeles Infamous to Detroit Infamous, which kind of makes sense. You know, a lot of those guys are from that area, so it just makes a little more sense rather than being Detroit Infamous. I'm going to say next is probably Houston Heat. You know, I think that there's two kind of reasons that I'd say Houston Heat might have had the best offseason. They did pick up, we would say, two very experienced and very good players. We do have Austin Bufton. This will be his sixth year in pro. He's played for the Bears. He's played for NRG. Now Houston Heat. We have Rob Velez below that, though. That's one of those experienced guys. This will be his 15th year playing pro. He's played for Infamous. Probably most notably, played for Aftershock. We have Luis Betancourt. This will be his fourth or fifth year pro. He actually only played one tournament last year and did not play pro in 2024, but he did play for New York Extreme. And they have Cody Makowski. Cody Makowski, probably one of the better players in the league. Certainly an extremely good shot. Back mid player. He's always that guy kind of cleaning up after everybody. This will be his 18th year playing pro. He's played for Arsenal, AC Diesel, X Factor, Infamous, and also Chicago Aftershock. They did lose guys, though. Sam Monville is not on their roster for Tampa. It's possible he was looking to coach somewhere, so I'm not really 100% what Sam Monville will be doing. Possibly just retiring. Maybe someone in this chat can be like, this is what's happening. I'm going to pull the chat out. Let me know if I'm crazy. Cody LaPapa will not be playing for them. Chad George, also a very huge loss. He's going over to Edmonton Impact. And the main reason I think I say I put them as like the second team winning out of like the offseason, it's mainly because I think that they've kept the majority of the Heat roster. But these three guys remaining on Heat is a big deal. I mean, they switched ownership and no one really knew what was going to happen. But Randy Smith leaving left a huge gap and we just weren't sure. And being able to keep Ronnie Dizon, Ryan Moorhead, and Mikhail Kiesnev, also known as Mishka, is a really big deal. So it's not really maybe them getting a lot of off-season trades, but certainly just them being able to keep those three exceptional, very important players, I think, gave them a good offseason. And then there's not a ton of stuff that happened. We had so many new things happen, but there weren't as many like crazy trades. It was more about like new teams coming in. I mean, we have Leverage, we have Distortion coming in. Distortion. Arsenal and Dynasty merged, and there was just a lot of things that happened, but it wasn't necessarily all players moving. I mean, whole teams went away. So I think Impact, being able to add Connor Kelly's very good. And also one of those kind of guys, maybe a little bit like Archie Barnes Jr., a exceptional player, but maybe hopefully getting a little bit additional coaching and just insight and experience with those Impact guys could be extremely good for Connor Kelly. Maybe he can learn from Chad George. Damn, why did I not write Chad George, how long Chad George had been pro for? I'm going to go with Chad George has been pro for like 20 years. He's spent a long time on Houston Heat. He went to Houston Heat in 2012. So he's played for Houston Heat for a very long time. We have LJ, John Parrish, who's been pro for 9th season coming up. X Factor, Aftershock, the Iron Man, he's been around. And also one of those like very established, consistent, good paintball players. They are losing, though, like we talked about, Mike Urena. Tyler Panilio will just not be playing pro this year. And then also Mike Zupa, I did not put on this list for some reason, also won't be with Impact. We have X Factor not making a huge change, just adding Tom Guest, but I think it's just a big deal. It's a big deal. They are losing Archie. Archie is not probably going to play this year. He hasn't really said if he's fully retiring. He might play the end of the year. He might play World Cup or something like that. But certainly not on the roster for Tampa Bay Open 2026. Also losing Nico Hyde. But adding Tom Guest. Tom Guest, a very good center, mid player. Kind of playing that same game that Cody Makowski is playing. How bringing up the rear. Very athletic. So he can kind of do anything, really. The snake's kind of hard because he's, you know, huge like I am. So he can, like, take a knee and probably shoot over. You know, he can take a knee in the snake and shoot over everything still in the snake. X Factor. And these are just kind of, like, teams that didn't make any moves, right? But probably for the better. I mean, Damage. Damage's roster is just nuts. This is last year's roster as well. They're just crazy. For some reason, I want to say Mark Ireland or Marky Ireland will not be playing with Damage, but I'm not 100% sure. I couldn't figure that out really fast. Their roster is just nuts. Alex Goldman, Dan Holliday, Brian Smith will be back this year as well. So we have Alex Goldman, Dan Holliday, Chris Horn, possibly Mark Ireland, Marcelo Margot, Chris Shear, Keith Brown, CJ Cantor, Jason Edwards, and Jacob Edwards. So they're not really making a lot of changes because, you know, they're so good. Their roster's stacked. And Paintball Fit also. I mean, look at that roster. They don't have anybody. That was the World Cup roster last year. Barely anybody running with a whole 7 players. And, you know, maybe Paintball Fit is the best team in pro paintball. They did win 2 tournaments last year. They won the overall series title in the pro division as well, so they don't really probably have another need to pick up additional guys. It's possible they could have. Yeah, they totally could have, but, you know, Paintball Fit are not that team. They're that family-oriented, integrated team, so they don't want to bring in outside guys. Kind of like Dynasty. They don't think they really want to, but they kind of have to nowadays. So those are all my, like, the best, or maybe like the top trades or something like that. Somewhere in there. Yeah, we'll have to see. I mean, Tampa is coming up very, very soon. And, you know, we bring up Paintball Fit. We might as well talk about this really quickly since we bring up Paintball Fit. Today, over on Major League Paintball Plus.com, MLPBplus.com. There is a link in the description. Before Paintball Fit can finish this video came out.
They had to be tested. They started as the worst team in professional paintball, outgunned, humiliated, and kicked out of the division. Their first attempt at a comeback ended up in a one-point heartbreaker. Most teams quit there, but after losing this series, the Lukau family didn't just rebuild, they evolved. They stopped trying to play the league's game and started to build their own. In 2023, they returned as a machine, doing the impossible by sweeping the entire semi-pro division.
Again and again and again, as the big man let the big boy eat. Always got to wipe that face off, eating all them ribs.
The last time they were...
so cool, I like that so much.
...was their evolution...
So this right now, we're definitely not playing this. We're just going to let this... I just wanted to show a quick preview. This is over. I made this. This is over on the Major League Paintball Plus website. So if you're a subscriber over there, maybe go subscribe. You can watch the newest Paintball Rule of My Life video on the Major League Paintball Plus website. You know, if you're going to watch Tampa in a couple weeks here, you might already be subscribed. So you could subscribe to watch that video and then watch Tampa. I think we're all here, Steer. Why am I getting weird internet problems? Oh, that's right. I forgot we, like, totally bumped down the quality of the stream because I did a members-only live stream. And we turned the quality down so much because we're having so much internet problems. Let's bump it back up. It'll look a little better now. Maybe. No one will probably notice. Yes. Major League Paintball Plus. Go watch that video. What else we got to talk about? Not a whole lot. You know, I was looking for all kinds of cool things to talk about, and there's just not a lot happening. So there's not a ton of news. But this is something we'd been, like, curious about for a while. Coming up here in about a week and a half, why not? The Tampa Bay Open is taking place, and we're kind of curious how you get tickets and all this stuff, but all you gotta do is go right here, and then you go like this, and then it takes you to a website, and then it you fill this thing out, and it's free, right? It's free to go. You fill it out, right? I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing here? We just add to our cart and you proceed to check out. You know, you don't got to buy anything. They just want to give you like a QR code so that when you come into the building or the stadium, you can just scan your QR code like that right there. They send you a little, you can put it in your phone or whatever. So if you have like Apple Pay or, you know, Google Pay, I should say, whatever, Apple Wallet, I don't know what the hell it's called. So if you want to go, I would highly recommend this. If you're within like a couple hours, few hours, maybe you want to fly, be a crazy person and fly to Florida. This is free. The stadium takeover on Thursday evening, the 19th, starting at, really games start at 7 o'clock. There we go. I was like, games start at 7 o'clock, but there's also the award show that starts at 6 o'clock. The Summit Awards will also be taking place inside the stadium before Live Under the Lights starts. So if you want to get tickets, that's how you get tickets. There's a link in the description that'll take you right to the Major League Paintball website and straight to that ticket website, too. Sasha asks, Brad, did you ever get Tampa all sorted out, dude? Yes, I will be there. I will be in Tampa, Florida, Tuesday night at about 9 p.m. And then I will be leaving Friday at 5:05. That's when my flight leaves, a.m. So I will be there all day, Wednesday and Thursday. That's all. I won't be there like super long, mainly because I don't know what I would do other than just walk around and stare at the sun. But I will be there, yeah, all day Wednesday. I intend to make two videos there. I've always kind of wanted to do this behind the scenes Major League Paintball video. Major League Paintball Plus Go Sports to kind of illustrate or show just what goes into the actual webcast, all the people involved, just how difficult it is, you know, how setup works, and just kind of show people. And then I want to also do a video that is going to be probably titled, or at least has the like idea of like from the parking lot to the stadium and how that like affected, or like, what's that like, you know, what's this hold for paintball, you know, because, you know, forever we've been in the parking lot and then now we're actually moving inside the stadium. So just getting a bunch of B-roll and interviews and trying to talk to people and get like something together for just the overall stadium experience. Yeah. Boosted. Hell yeah. Share the live stream. No one shares the live stream. Give the live stream a like at least, you know. Give the live stream a like. Just be like, bang. Come see what we do in Thailand. Menace paintball team. There is nothing I would really like more. I mean, we talk about that, right? It's just like, it's a whole situation, you know, it's a whole thing. You know, it's kind of far away. It's a good, you know, 24 hours to get there and off. I know. Trust me. Trust me, I think about it. Do you think if I talked to, like, I thought about even talking, like, the tourism boards and seeing if they would, like, help me go over there. Like, what if I got, like, the Thai tourism people to pay for me to go to Thailand? And I, like, made a video about the paintball tournament to try to get tourists there. We might look at that angle. Tampa tickets, what else are we talking about? I kind of just wanted to show people also, if you're going to be at this tournament, there are going to be a bunch of tech classes, which, you know, can be cool to some people, not to others. One of the things that's kind of cool about the tech classes is when you take these classes, they give you a bunch of shit. So you can see on the die one, well, it might be really hard to see, but it says, on the flyer on the right-hand side where it says die, it's $1,500 to take the course, but it includes a die MXR, a die DSR, $250 in store credit. Yeah. So you get like two guns. And the same thing for this too. You see the Lux one on the right left-hand side. It's $1,000 and you get a Lux Air. You get a t-shirt, you get a spares kit and a hat. I like the hat. That's a very nice touch. I think that it would have been overpriced if it did not come with a hat. That's nice. Same with Field 1, you know, $900 and you get a force. The Planet Eclipse one's $275 and the participants will receive an Eclipse ETHA 3M marker, a Speedster loader, an Eclipse drawstring bag, Eclipse grease, Eclipse oil, Eclipse tool tube, and Eclipse tech mat, as well as a voucher towards your next purchase of a high-end Eclipse marker. The one thing about this, though, is this is only like, I'm like 99% certain you're going to have to be a paintball store or a paintball field or somehow affiliated with a paintball establishment to be able to go to these. But I know people have liked to go to these before and they haven't been having them as consistently. Typically, it would always take place at like a freaking paintball extravaganza or whatever, and paintball extravaganza is kind of not happening anymore, which makes sense. I mean, there's really no reason for it. Tampa tech classes. That's why it's like it's store credit. It like, it works for like, you know, the paintball store, cause you're going to spend the money anyway. It's just like giving you, you know, money or whatever. But it is always a good deal, you know, because they try to encourage the like stores and stuff to actually go. So at this price, you're like, well, we can go and you get a free gun and then we can sell the gun. And, you know, the Lux Air, they make, you know, $700 or whatever it is when they sell it. So since it was $1,000. So it kind of encourages the public to go. And it really does help the stores quite a bit because it gives you a lot of knowledge about the product. So it just makes it a lot easier to like talk about the product and, you know, here's what can go wrong or, you know, whatever. makes it easier to talk to customers. 275, the ETH 3M. It's an okay deal. The other ones are probably better. I was surprised Planet Eclipse was even giving a gun out. So, yeah. You can check the box for looking to open a field store. There you go. I've done a couple tech classes in the past. Yep. I did a Tipman one. I did a Planet Eclipse one. And I think that's all, actually. I believe. What else we got here? Kind of all. I mean, we have the most. Yeah, we'll save that. We'll wait a little bit. What we'll do right now is say that this whole entire, not the whole entire webcast, most, not most, half of this live stream is brought to us by Carbon Paintball. This is the Carbon DRV, the newest, hottest electronic hopper on the planet. And I have two of them here, and it's sometimes hard for me to tell. This is the higher capacity one. And one of the things I want to kind of show about the, well, I'm trying to change that, the DRV is that they have these new high cap ones, right? And this is a 250 high capacity. I hate how I can like see little slivers of white. This is the 250 high capacity hopper in there. All of these DRVs are going to come with a wondrous, fantastic case for your hopper. But what's kind of cool about the 250 is in the past, all of these like high capacity hoppers, whether it's like any of them, right? The Rotor, the Spire, the TFX, the maybe you got a Falcon VSL for some reason. Maybe you've got like, I don't know. What's another hopper? Maybe you have a Prophecy. All of those hoppers were like not really designed to be high capacity. I mean, they kind of were like the R2 is designed to be high capacity. One of the things that's weird about them is that they don't really work that way, right? They're kind of like modified to be high cap. So they always look weird. Like the Rotors were really tall, or the Spire also was really tall. Most of them just kind of get bigger and taller. The like 240 shell for the Prophecy had this big ass fat nose. And these things, this 250, it's really an entire different hopper. So it's not just fatter anywhere. It's kind of fatter all over the place. It's a little bit wider. It's a little bit taller. It's a little bit longer. So it's much more like symmetrical and just looks normal. You know, it was designed to be 250. It's kind of even like hard to tell. Like I sometimes look at this and I'm like, that's not like the camera distorting the image. This one's just slightly bigger. All of these hoppers come apart really easy. You know, you can take that speed feed, open that up. Everything's magnetic. You can keep tearing the thing all the way down. It all is magnets. This one's never been apart. There we go. Sometimes I'm like, things that have never been apart, I'm like, maybe it's going to be a little weird and sticky. Goes back on. They're very simple to take apart, which is cool. The Carbon DRV, there's a link in the description if you want to check these things out. I love this hopper. You know what I like about them? Look at how fast it turns on. I mean, the screen's not even on yet. It's fantastic. I love how fast they turn on. The DRV by Carbon Paintball. We're going to put them back in the cases, though. What's everyone doing right now? Excellent hopper. I'm 100,000 shots. That's crazy. You've had it that long? It's not that new, but 100,000 shots is crazy. I don't know if I've ever had. No, I probably have some stuff that's got that on it. We're not sure, though. You're reviewing a bunch of C++ code. Can't you just use Claude Code for that now? You know, I always want to look at like different things I can use to code because all this coding stuff is so easy now. And I'm like, I don't know what I would make. Like, what kind of app or what kind of thing would I make? I don't know. I've got no like good ideas. Everything I have is kind of boring. Chris got a new dog. That's kind of cool. Ooh, a DiGiorno. Damn, I almost had pizza last night. I spent $20 yesterday at $20 at Wendy's, and it was not that good. It's been like 5 years since I went to Wendy's, and they changed the lettuce. The hamburgers are smaller. The buns are different. I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. So I'm never going to Wendy's again. I used to go to Wendy's all the time because it was down the street from work. Fucking bullshit ass Wendy's. Oh, let's talk about the nerve. We can talk about a nerve. Let's talk about the nerve. The nerve. The smart parts nerve. We have my overhyped section. I'm looking for products that are overhyped. So let me know in the chat. I'm going to talk about some products that I think are overhyped. Let me know if you like think of anything cool or whatever that I'm missing here. Let me open up my overhyped products. Some of these things we've actually talked about, like Hydrotech paintballs. We've talked about Hydrotech a lot. And if you don't know what Hydrotech is, it's a non-Newtonian fluid, I think, or it's like the opposite of that or something like that. When it's at a resting state, it's kind of like a gel and it's really thick, but as soon as it hits something and like a lot of energy is put into the ball, it kind of like liquefies and splats all over. So Hydrotech was an idea to have paintballs that are kind of made out of plastic, biodegradable plastic, that had a different style fill in them. It just never caught on. We made a whole video about Hydrotech. Hydrotech's one of those crazy things that just never caught on. We have 50 caliber. I've talked about, this was in the same video too. 50 caliber, you can see a first strike, two first strike rounds right there. There's a 68 and a 50 caliber paintball, but that's a 50 caliber first strike round, which is kind of cool. 50 cal, I don't know. 50 cal, the whole purpose of 50 cal was like make paintball cheaper or like lower the impact or something like that, but it sucks. I mean, it doesn't shoot straight. It doesn't leave that big of a mark when it breaks. It's just kind of terrible. And kind of like rumor has it, Smart Parts, the reason Smart Parts wanted to do 50 caliber was because they had all the, they lost all the patents on the 68 caliber stuff. So they either expired or they lost lawsuits and didn't have any of those 68 caliber patents anymore. So they wanted to just do a whole bunch of new patents on 50 caliber and then try to push 50 caliber so that they have all the patents on it. I don't think that worked. Didn't go well. 50 caliber's weird. We have the Alien Revelation. This thing is kind of crazy. These were, I think one of the biggest like things about this, there's two kind of weird situations. They had this like weird trap door thing on the top so that's why the top of the gun looks all crazy. There was actually like a paintball falls on top and this door actually would move out of the way and then like seal the breech back up. And every time you shoot, this door would like allow a paintball to fall in. Crazy idea. But also very interesting was they were trying to apply pressure differently to paintballs. So right now we could think about all of these guns are delivering air to the ball the same way, right? You just have a bolt. There's a hole in the bolt and air just comes out, right? It's supposed to be even all the way across the ball, right? So it's just all the air hitting the ball at one time. You got a paintball here and the air just... The idea with the Alien guns was to deliver air more at the bottom of the ball. So they would, instead of just delivering, you know, this is the paintball, instead of delivering all the air just straight to the ball, they would put like 80% of the air to the bottom and then 20% to the top of it. So you'd still have air hitting the ball everywhere, but most of it would be on the bottom. The idea behind that was that, let's use this hopper and pretend this is the paintball. So instead of hitting the ball even and it just getting like pushed out and kind of knuckleballing, so the ball just comes out of the barrel, because that's really what we want. We don't want it to spin. You want it to just like pew, come out of the barrel. The Alien, that Revelation, hitting the bottom of the ball, the idea was that it would like kick it, right? So that it would obviously not go crazy. It's inside the barrel. So it would cause the ball to like spin backwards in the barrel. And that would kind of do the same thing that the Tippmann flatline barrels were doing for so long. The Tippmann barrel has an arc on it. So the ball actually like rides on the bottom and then gets spun backwards. Having that having that spin creates a pressure difference, and it actually pulls the ball up. So it kind of like allows the gun to shoot farther. So putting a little backspin on that, the idea was that it would shoot further. And I don't know. Did it? I don't know. I never shot one. I don't know. They weren't popular, right? There weren't a lot of these. This prototype, these maybe weren't prototypes, but there were only a handful of these things around. They never went into like some huge, crazy scale. There were certainly other alien guns that came out, but just they never really caught on. So maybe that's one of those overhyped paintball products. This is kind of a weird one. The Angel A1. The A1, I think, came out in 2006 and was kind of supposed to bring Angel back. I mean, Angel Paintball was WDP, whatever we're calling them. They were huge. I mean, huge. I mean, bigger than Planet Eclipse, really. In 2001, Angel was bigger than Planet Eclipse. You went to the paintball field and almost everybody was shooting an Angel LCD. Then they kind of went away. They didn't do eyes. They made some weird ergonomic decisions. And the A1 was supposed to be the gun that kind of brought them back. The gun that helped revitalize Angel. It had break beam eyes again. It was extremely, extremely small. And I don't know, the Angels, this gun shot kind of well. I mean, they shot well. It just was too late, right? I mean, they made multiple 2008. We'll go with 08, Mike says. I believe Mike there. Yeah, it was just supposed to bring Angel back, and they just had too many guns that weren't good before, right? They had the IR-3, the A4, they had the like 04 and 03 speeds. There were various guns that just didn't catch on because they didn't do break beam eyes, and this was just too late. It was just too late for them to make a comeback. There's also something else in here, Angel, the Angel Eyes. This is just a mask that never came out. I hated this goddamn thing. I hated it. Hated the goddamn thing. I think it's hideous. I don't know why anyone thinks it looks cool. My God. That's actually, I don't know who that is, but that's somebody from Mutiny, Indianapolis Mutiny, playing with that mask. They were not supposed to play with it. That's a prototype, and it should not have been on the field. We have the Pulse RDR. This is in a video that's on the channel right now for channel members only. It's only ever going to be for channel members. Pulse RDR. It had a radar built into the front of it, hence the RDR part, the Pulse Radar. Had a big screen on the back. But really, its main selling point was that it had a chronograph in the front. And I don't know, the radar wasn't that efficient. I don't know if there's really, or consistent, I don't know if there's really a need for a chronograph in the front of your gun, you know, or in your hopper. I mean, it could for sure be useful if you're like troubleshooting stuff, but if you're at the paintball field, we should all be using the same radar. You know, we shouldn't all be using different chronographs, because then, you know, which one's right? Like, who's shooting the right velocity? They're not all perfectly calibrated to be exactly the same. You know, they're going to be off, like, by a couple feet, I imagine. The GI Sports Pulse RDR. The Smart Parts Nerve. This is kind of like, you know, maybe a little bit like the, not the Ion, but the, maybe a little bit kind of like that A1. The Nerve was, I don't want to say more successful, than the Angel, but they certainly didn't like stake as much on it, right? I mean, if this gun didn't do well, it didn't really matter because at the time they had the Shocker and the Ion was out. I mean, Smart Parts had quite a few different products that were doing well, so it wasn't as important as, we'll say, that Angel A1. But this is just another one of those guns. The Impulse was extremely popular for a number of years, and this was the new successor, essentially, to the Impulse. It just didn't do well. No one liked it. It was a little weird. It was kind of finicky. That, like, back cap, how you take the bolt out, really sucked. Honestly, the Smart Parts guns are just kind of made like crap, so they just didn't work that well. Those are my things. I think I probably missed some stuff. What else is... Did anyone else say anything cool? I thought about something else when I was getting this ready that I didn't put in here. The JT speed collars were probably also kind of weird. They're not really super catch on. MLG says, I loved my Nerve. Nerve is just an Impulse. Yep, pretty much. All the Angels are kind of just Angels, too. The Slam Pods. There we go. The speed collar was like the collar part. The pod was the pod. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's just some weird stuff. The FEP Quest would be kind of weird, huh? Let's put that on there. I don't know what I'm doing with these. FEP Quest. I kind of just wanted something to talk about during the live stream. Oh, the Spider Rocking Trigger. Yeah. Oh, the Vanguard Creed's a good one. The Creed's a good one. I don't know if I consider... Oh, yeah, that's a good one, actually. The Spider Rocking Trigger is good, right? Because I was going to say, oh, it kind of came out and it was a product, but it was certainly way overhyped. I mean, it was stupid. The whole thing was stupid. It was just some dumb marketing gimmick. Baggy pants. I want to make baggy pants again. The Smart Parts Magic Box. Explain to me what the Magic Box did in like a reasonable number of characters. I can't remember. It was like before my time, so I'm like, I don't really know. I had the Speed Collar and Slam Pods. Those were interesting. Such when the rubber band and the Slam Pods broke. And then all the fingers would like open, right? Or something weird would happen. It was supposed to make mags low pressure. Yeah, I just don't remember. Sandworm from Dune. Wasn't it literally a black box on the side of the gun? They, like, banned those eventually, right? For a mag. It gave you a shot if you let... It, I don't know. Q loader. I almost thought of the Q loader. Q loader. We almost like the Q loader. The Q loader and loader. How about the, would you consider the warp feed like an overhyped product? Because the warp feed was like, not everybody, but a lot of people wanted to use that warp feed. Bob Long pushed the crap out of the warp feed. Not pushed it, but he was using one. He was a proponent of the warp feed, I should say. Bring back OG Venomwear style jerseys. I was talking about Venomwear pants today, or yesterday with somebody. Okay, the Pinocchio, I'll even put that on there. I like the Pinocchio as overhyped, for sure. I was also thinking about, like, paintball gimmicks. Like, what are gimmicky things, you know? I don't know. I almost did switch. I almost did think about the Flatline. But I don't know if it's... I don't think the Flatline was hype, really. It did work. It did work, though. You know, I've shot the Flatline a number of times, and it worked. I mean, there's people that really liked the Flatline. And, I mean... Dude, I've sold so many Flatlines. Ramrod? The Ramrod would go on there for sure. The Ramrod's like a gimmick for sure. Ramrod barrel. Ricochet. Yeah, there you go. There's another good one, JT. The Ricochet is great because, you know, people used it. You know, it wasn't like a bad hopper. I mean, it worked, but it was certainly gimmicky. Boom treatment. Man, I don't know. It's so hard to test that stuff. I mean, I kind of think it is kind of gimmicky too, Chris. But like, it really is slicker. I don't know. I don't know if it does anything. Rifled barrels is a good one. Rifled barrels is a good one. That's a good one too. Well, we could put boom treatment. Let's just put that on there. Let's put boom. Whatever. I'll know what that means. Because there's a bunch of companies that have done like that kind of style treatment or whatever. The Iggy was weird. It was weird, but it wasn't gimmicky and it worked. It worked. It wasn't the greatest. Hammerhead barrels. Hammerhead was kind of known for rifle stuff mainly, I think. And that kind of just fits with our rifled barrels, you know? Yeah, the $1,000 barrel, die barrels. I don't know if I'd say scam, because they're not really a scam. But yeah, I hear you. It's like just an aspirational product or something. I don't, because they are expensive to make. I mean, you know, titanium really is expensive to manufacture stuff in titanium. So it's like, I mean, you're probably not going to, it's not going to shoot any straighter. That's for sure. But it is just expensive to make it. You know, it's like, if this was full of diamonds, you know, it'd be kind of a scam. I don't know. It'd be $75 million. But, you know, I don't have $75 million to just buy a bag of diamonds. I don't know what I'm talking about. Paintball grenades? Oh, paintball grenades are kind of gimmicky. Sort of, though. They kind of work. They could be for sure in there. They, like, sort of work sometimes, right? They, like, half work or something? $500 redhead trip. $500 air systems. Like, which ones, though? Like, an Armageddon? Or, like, an Apocalypse? How about a Conquest? Or a Max Flow? Ooh, Angel Air. Everyone's saying Angel Air. I liked the Angel Air, so I'm partial to the Angel Air. I don't know. I liked the Angel Air. I'm not putting it on the list. I liked it. I get it. I mean, it was really cool. You know that it could tell you your tank pressure on the side of it. So you could, it would tell you 1,244 and it would tell you how many shots you had left. I thought that was really cool. I mean, it's definitely something, right? I mean, I don't know what it is, but it's definitely something. It's like, it's for sure like an over-engineered maybe and like something. But I liked the Angel Air. I used the Angel Air for like years and years and years at the paintball store. I had one attached to a scuba tank. Single-use CO2? I don't know. There's also a use for that, right? Like pump guns and like stock class and the C3. Yeah, the C3 is a good one, actually. That one works. That's a good one. Because they were hyping that thing up like it was going to be like, no one. They're like, this is the new future of paintball. It wasn't the future of paintball. Yeah, Jordan, certainly over-engineered was WDP shtick. 100%. 100%. Maybe, you know, not even the first guns. I think that the first guns probably weren't. I mean, one of the Angel's biggest problem was they didn't put eyes on the guns and they didn't make them easier to use. Because even like by 2006 or 2007, like most of the guns were easy to work on. You know, like you think about shockers, and you know, you can take a shocker apart easy, and intimidators and the die guns, and you could take everything apart easy, but the angels still required like special tools, and it was just kind of a pain in the ass. The OG Nova? I actually looked at the Evil Omen today. I was looking into the Evil Omen today. The Excalibur? Now that, I don't know. Cops? Yeah, we could put the cops. We could put the Angel Cop system on there. That would actually be good, right? Let's do that. Let's go. Angel Cops. Bam. Cops. Someone said something about Tampa real fast. Where'd that go? Is the Tampa Stadium experience Thursday only? Yes and no. So Thursday will be like the main day, right? It's like they're going to play three-man games, start at, I believe, 8 a.m. and go to like 4. And then from 7 to 9 will be the like five-man prelim sets. Then Thursday and Friday and Saturday, there will no stadium will be in use. And then Sunday, some of the pro finals and I believe WNXL finals will be in the stadium. But I believe I'm pretty confident for those Sunday matches, you will have to have like a normal grandstand pass. So you'll have to like purchase tickets. The Thursday is going to be the free version. Yep. What is COPS? I think some brains perfectly answered it. COPS is the angel plastic stick and breach sensor that broke all the time. So pretty much. So I'll explain it. So COPS, you know, like breakbeam eyes, the whole point of breakbeam eyes is you have an infrared sensor that goes across the breach, right? That sent the transmitter goes to that receiver, and then it, like a paintball falls down, it breaks that infrared, so it knows the gun's ready to shoot, right? But COPS, they tried to, on the bottom of the breech, so say this is the breech, right? Like we're looking down the barrel. There was a little rod that poked up like this, and a paintball would fall down and it would touch it, and then it would signal the gun that it was ready to shoot. So instead of eyes, it relied on this like little pressure sensor, a ball coming down and touching the sensor. And you know, I mean, it technically, I think technically it's better than eyes. Like if we were in like a vacuum and this wasn't paintball, I think it's technically faster and it's more sensitive than eyes and it would work better than eyes. But this is not a vacuum, right? It's paintball, right? Stuff's dirty. People are hard on stuff. You had to like calibrate that sensor to make it work. You couldn't just turn a gun on and it worked like eyes. So it was a lot more finicky and just weird. I mean, it worked technically, but not really in practice, we'll say. COPS. So a lot of the guns, like the Angels and stuff, a lot of people just wouldn't even use it because it was so finicky and you had to like adjust it and set it up and all this crap. So most people would like disable it and just turn it off completely. So then you just have a gun without eyes. And that's not a good idea because you can just go buy an Intimidator, you know, and get a gun with eyes. Ooh, double volumizers. Yeah, the double volumizers. I mean, I don't know. I think people just did that because it looked cool. I mean, really, that's the only reason people would put them on. I don't think Angel was really trying to push people to do it. And I mean, you probably don't even need it. I mean, on some of the newer guns, like if you had it on an A1, not an A1, but if you had it on like an A4 or something like that, you could benefit from the volumizers. But people putting them on like LCDs and stuff like that, they didn't do anything. Ooh, are we talking about eggy eyes? Is it with an I or a Y? I might be with a Y, technically. I'm thinking about making a video on that guy that made those guns. I probably will do that at some point here. Because I think I have access to him. I can't pronounce his name. This is, I don't know. It's all Finnish, and it's got like a G and an R and an O and like a P in it and a Q or something. I don't know. I just don't speak Finnish. The video is right here. The secret man that built paintball. Yeah, there's definitely no G in his name. It's like his name's pronounced like Arrow or something. You have a Joy LCD. That's pretty cool. With eyes. That's pretty neat. Glee Some Brains is trying to give me the phonetic spelling, but Igly? I don't even know how to like read phonetic spelling. I'm like, I don't ever. That's an I, I imagine. Igly? I don't know. Someday we'll know. I feel like an asshole not knowing. But you know, it happens sometimes. Does anyone actually use the atomic pickleball things? I don't know. I highly doubt it. I don't think so. I got some around here somewhere. I don't know. I highly doubt it. I don't know what you'd want them for. I mean, I guess it could see it like shooting around the house and kind of dicking around and having fun. But like, I don't know what you're going to like really use them for. We're getting more suggestions. The pro line response trigger. No, I don't say response triggers were. I don't think response triggers are gimmicky. For sure. I'd love to take an RT for my A5. We got someone who wants to buy that Joy from you. Red-haired Trev in this chat is the, as far as I know, I would say the preeminent angel collector. God dang. I got some cool-ass guns, that's for sure. The coolest one's probably a Lifesaver Adrenaline LCD. I had one of those. I had one when they were out. Ooh, pneumatic-assisted pumps? No, I don't know about that. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of gimmicky, kind of not. But you know what you made me think of, though, was pneumatic air assist. I mean, I know you remember air assist. Where'd my list go? Air assist. Because pneumatic pumps are kind of cool, you know? They're such like a niche, weird product and like, I don't know. They weren't like hyped up by anyone. Maybe the six pack though. The six pack was probably, it was kind of a big deal though, right? Because didn't it kind of lead the way for constant air? That's still probably pretty good. I don't really know. Ooh, the Autococker SR. Yeah, those things were god awful. All those Autocockers from that time frame were pretty bad. Was it the six pack? So you like, I just forget what that stuff is. I know his name. I don't know how to pronounce it. I'll put the name in the chat. Where am I at? Where am I going here? We're going to here. Golly. Okay, there it is, finally. I don't know how to pronounce that. But I'm a dumb American, so it would make sense. I don't know why. I don't know why pump by stock class. I mean, you know, like everything. Ooh, the tapeworm. That's also a good one. Although I don't really remember fully if the tapeworm actually did anything. The tapeworm. The Z grip? The Z or the Y grip? Yeah, okay, those ones could go in there. ZY grip. Yeah, I don't remember the tapeworm. Honestly, don't even know. I just don't remember. Odd-shaped inflatable bunkers. Those were cool, though. I mean, I so want odd-shaped bunkers to come back. I want there to be a snake. I want there to be like an actual snake bunker, you know, that's shaped like the snake and stuff like that. Tapeworm fed low-pressured air instead of blasting full pressure into the solenoid. Okay, that makes more sense. I was like wondering where, because I know that, like, I'm trying to think about where the hell that, like, freaking tube went. I'm like, I don't know, dude, it's been so long. And my memory is so bad that I was trying to remember the parts of Tippmann 98s last night. And I was like, why can I not remember what these parts are called? Like, I can see them in my head. I can feel it in my head. Like, I've touched them so many times. And I still can't remember. I'm thinking about what it looks like right now, and I don't know what it's called. Which is crazy. Because I'd probably talked about the damn piece every day for 12 years. Crazy. Chris Martin? The Toyota logo bunker. Was there one, though? I could see that actually being a thing. Yeah, some of the old 10-man, some of the bunkers they're bringing back for 10-man are really cool. For sure. I really like those, like, big, weird bunkers. It's just really hard to put them on, like, a 5-man field. You know, you really can't. There's just no room for them on, like, the modern X-ball fields. Those big, huge bunkers, anyway. I mean, we could make, like, miniature versions. That would be kind of cool, too. I'd like to see, like, the big, huge JT pyramid, but it's only, like, this high. So it's, like, there's all kinds of weird notches. I liked that stuff. I mean, I really enjoyed, like, the weirdness. I wish we'd see more weird stuff from paintball. You remember the paintball places would advertise they had tubeless airball field? That's funny. I don't remember that, because I think I'm too young, honestly, to remember that, which is crazy. Yeah, I liked the big old X. I didn't like the mini X's. When we went to, like, the mini X's, I was not a fan of that. All balls bunkers were fun. Yeah, I actually liked balls. It's like Guadana. It's like a flavored soda, but you can get that flavor. You can get that, like, balls stuff. You can get that flavor anywhere. It was just like a brand. You know, it'd be like saying that I like cola. You know, you can buy cola all over. Balls is just a brand, I think. Ooh, Micro Center. Where are there Micro Centers? Is that like a Canadian thing? Balls and vodka. Eh, that's too much for me. Albertsons? They're like really small, like, not that small. They're only like, you know, they're little small bottles. They're not, I don't know. There's not too much in there. I'm like seeing stuff. I don't know what's going on here. Maybe I'll look around for some balls later. Micro Center? Is there a Micro Center in Santa Clara? There's one in Southern California. Oh, it's south of Los Angeles. I used to go to Fry's all the time. Or the Incredible Universe before it was Fry's. It was called Incredible Universe. Man. I would put Bulls as a sponsor if they pay me. Yeah, maybe we should look into that. That'd be funny. Let's just... Oh, man, look at that. The first thing that came up was, like, a Mafia video. Did I miss that? Huh. It didn't work like Google. Yeah, what's this? Am I, like, missing... I mean, this is kind of old, but I'm not missing, like, videos he's made, right? No. Okay. Huh. Maybe we'll have to watch that sometime. Balls. We're not going to watch other people's videos. Balls. Can we, like, go to balls.com? This would be a good idea, actually. Maybe I should try to, like, contact this company about sponsoring the live stream. That's like... Yeah, that's not too crazy, right? That's not too insane. Huh. Yeah, I remember them being like glass bottles like this. Are they bottles? So they do have glass still. They're quite a bit more money, though. Why am I looking into that? Whoever said that, something, we're going to look into it. Good idea. Huh. We're going to look into it. Yeah, I look at balls all the time on the internet. Paint balls. What does it taste like? It's not very like, it's kind of like, it's a soda, right? So it's, I'm pretty sure it's carbonated. It's been so long. It's, yeah, I was going to say it's like a fruit, but it's not like super, it's just kind of a sugary fruit. I could see it tasting kind of like Skittles. But it's not, like, intense. It's not, like, a lot of sugar. It feels like there's less sugar in it than, like, a regular soda. I mean, I could be wrong, but it tastes like that. You know, you also think that, like, Sprite and stuff tastes like it doesn't have that much sugar in it, too. But it's got loaded with sugar, so maybe it does. Man, I don't know. 10 out of 10? I don't know. It's a 10 out of 10. It's 11 out of 11. I gotta think, they're gonna sponsor the live stream, so I gotta be like, it's the best thing I've ever had. It's all I drink. Do they have diet? I'm gonna be like, I don't drink sugar. I'm not too big on sugary drinks nowadays. They gotta have a sugar-free one. I mean, what are we doing? Oh, root beer. Wow. I didn't even look at the flavors. Okay. See, it's actually this flavor. That's what it is. It's like guarana. I don't fucking know. Okay. Dude, we're going to try to get a goddamn sponsor for the live stream. We're going to try it. I don't know where are they based at. Let's find out. I think it's like a Brazilian drink. Like, I'm not 100%. They've probably changed hands, names, and stuff like that. Let's close that. It was released upon the world. Oh, LAN parties, look at that. Freaking LAN parties. See, it's like this fruit. That's like what it tastes like. Or maybe that's not a fruit. I don't know what that is. A seed? I don't know. We're going to look into it, guys. You're going to see a whole balls takeover. I remember it being like cream soda. Yeah, for sure. That would fit for sure, Jordan. I would agree with that. Lychee, sir. I could see that too. Cream soda is probably a good... Where'd the chat go? We're on the wrong screen. For sure, I could see cream soda too. I used to really like cream soda. Paintball ruined my life. Goes balls deep. I don't know. You know, I really hate all the, like... I guess it's because it's, like, it's so obvious. Like, all the paintball jokes. Like, everyone's like, oh, I have my balls on your face. And, like, I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, we're not here making just hack jokes, are we? I make hack jokes all the time, though, because I'm not funny. But, you know, I hate the, like... stupid paintball jokes. It would be funny though, balls deep. It reminds me of the Deep from The Boys. The Deep. Didn't they just call him the Deep? Oh, chicken. Balls deep barrel condoms. Dude, I'm gonna contact Balls. We're going to see what happens. We're going to get balls in carbon. Where's Chris Martin? Chris Martin will be proud of me. He's like, good job. Yeah, that's for sure. Some brains. We got to keep die away from it. Anyway. Yeah, we gotta contact Balls. You know, what's cool about Balls is they're like a real company, so I can like ask for more money. I don't have to be like, do you guys have 50 extra cents? can I get 50 cents more this sponsorship? You know, I can contact Balls and actually be like, you know, give me 50 grand. That's how much I charge for sponsorships for a month. $50,000. Maybe, I don't know. Where's my, like, I don't know, whatever. 50,000 rupees. You know, maybe you want to buy some merch. You can buy some Paintball Ruined My Life headbands. They're getting kind of low. If you are at World Cup, not at World Cup, if you're in Tampa, Florida, if you're going to be at the Tampa, Florida tournament, I'm going to bring some barrel covers. So I'm going to bring with me Paintball Ruined My Life barrel covers. I screwed this all up. Paintball Ruined My Life barrel covers. Oh, shit. I'm hitting all the wrong buttons right now, dudes. Let's... Paintball Ruined My Life barrel covers. I'm going to bring barrel covers with me. And there you go, Chris. It's your idea. And at least, I don't know, I'm just going to hand out some barrel covers to people. I'm going to try to bring, well, we're going to see, actually. I'm going to see how many I can get in my bags. Because I got to bring a bunch of camera equipment and, you know, clothes and stuff. So we got to figure out that. And I do not want to check a bag. So I'm going to try not to do that. But I'm just going to bring a bunch of barrel covers. We're going to hand them out to... whoever. If you're there, just ask me for one. And I'm going to try to have Paintball Ruined My Life barrel covers. Just hand out to people. Maybe some dealers. Maybe you can do a hidden... you could do a secret talent and you can win one. If not, you can buy them here at the Paintball Ruined My Life store. Barrel covers are $7. You can get a 15-pack. No. You can get a 3-pack for $15. You can get a 15-pack and maybe just get, you know, freaking 5 3-packs. And those are $15 for a three-pack. There's a bunch of them on there. And, you know, I know you guys need barrel covers. Everyone needs barrel covers. So support your paintball friend at paintballruinedmylife.com for barrel covers and, you know, paintball stuff. I already have to... No, we don't have to worry about TSA. We got to worry about the police. The police here don't matter. Florida, they matter. Ooh, I think I got to land in Texas, too. Actually, I don't know where my connecting flight is. So, we'll figure it out. Yeah, I just got to figure out how much stuff I can jam in my bag. Because I wasn't going to bring a tripod. And now I'm like, oh, I really want to bring this tripod. And, you know, the tripod's fucking huge. So... I don't know. I got another tripod, but it's like small and shitty. It's not like good to use for what I want. It's not quick and fast. So I don't know. We'll just shove them everywhere. Bedtime. Good night. Mr. Classic. Brad, our paintball friend. But isn't there, like, what about Dan, your paintball friend? Dan is already your paintball friend. I shouldn't have said that. Remember your PB friend? Does anyone remember your PB friend? Your paintball friend? Whoops. Remember your paintball friend? This used to be a... Oh, look at map training in the background. Oh, it's Gerg. That's why. Your PB friend. Look at this. You guys can tell that I've been around for a long time. Dan from your PB friend. So that's already kind of something. It was a non-consensual friendship. Yeah. Oh, that's also, you reminded me, some brains, that I need to do something. I want to make a list of, I'm going to make a list of all the people that I want to talk to in Tampa. And Verbal is actually on that list. We're going to put him in the people section and we're going to make a checkbox list, and we're going to add Verbal to that list. Okay, he's added to the list. Yeah, I want to make a list of like just a bunch of people that I should probably go talk to, like from different companies or, you know, whatever. I'm there, I might as well. Yeah, I don't know. Let's figure out. Let's look at them. I mean, you know, plane flights, it just sucks, you know, because I leave it like on Tuesday. I leave at, what the hell? Southwest. I'm flying Southwest because it's the cheapest. Well, it was the shortest, really. The shortest with the times that I wanted. You know, I leave here at 10:30 a.m. and I get to Florida at 8 o'clock at night. So it's like all day. I have a layover in Denver. We're okay in Denver. We don't got to worry about Denver so much. The Texas and Florida police sketch me out a little bit because I'm wanted in Florida. Yeah. Yeah, I just want to make a list of, like, you know, I don't know if I necessarily want any. I don't want anything from Verbal. I just would like to, hello, in person. Hello, sir. Hear that dog? Probably not. There's a dog barking outside. Chris Martin, I ate half of a cookie yesterday. Last night, nothing happened. I don't think. Chris, I know. I looked into... You know what? I'm so weird. Like, I'm like, you know, the NXL NXL is paying for me. Major League Paintball Plus is paying for me. Major League Paintball are going to pay for my plane flights and hotel room, which is awesome. And I know, I just bought the cheapest ones, though. I'm like, I don't want to buy, like, first class. I'm like, here's my $4,500 tickets. These are the only ones I could find. Delta One. So I just bought, like, whatever. It's Southwest. I just bought cheap ones. I think they only give me an extra 2 inches. That's true, Chris. You're huge, too. You have, like, you have plane problem, too. More than I do, probably, for sure. Because you're taller than I am, I think. But as long as I get an aisle seat, I don't really care. And all the flights are only 2 hours. So it's not like crazy long. It's just the layovers and the time change that make it take forever. So, you know. And I got an aisle seat because Southwest does, they don't do like free-for-all seating anymore. They do assigned seating. So I got an aisle seat next to the bathroom. So I'm okay. I know I'll care, dude. I've sat in like 15-hour flights in like the cheapest spot. All right, maybe I'll look into it. I'll figure it out. I think they do give you 2 more inches, I think, if you upgrade. And the problem is it's $300. It's like $60, $65. But I don't know. I'm not paying. But then I don't want to be the guy who's like just buying crazy shit because I'm not paying for it, you know. I want to respect them paying for me. Yeah, it was $68 to upgrade each seat, but I have 4 flights. It's like, I don't know. I'm used to being looking for like the cheapest possible flights. It's true. A lot of dudes would pay a lot of money for a 2-inch upgrade. That's funny. For sure. Either way, my legs are going to hit the seat in front of me, I feel like. I flew to Tokyo once and didn't get up the entire time. It was like 14 hours. I don't know. I just didn't get up the whole time. Didn't sleep either. Just sat there. I know all my flights they're all the same length though, because we all go, they all fly to Denver, so it's not like crazy, you know. I don't really have a longer flight. I was thinking about trying to upgrade like when I get there, or see if I can like upgrade for cheaper or whatever. If I can like pay the difference or something. Maybe they'll upgrade me to first class. There's no first class on Southwest. How? I know. I don't know. That's why I say that. I'm like, I just sat there for that long. I don't know. That's why I'm like, now I want an aisle seat. I'm like, my back problems and like body problems, I really want to be able to get up if I need to. Because sometimes my back is perfectly fine. I don't have any problems. But like, if I work out too hard, it'll hurt my back because my back will get sore and it'll cause me issues. So having an aisle seat is like critical for me, just so I can like at least stand up if I need to, if I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh. And I like the aisles too, because I can put my legs in the aisle. I can just stretch my legs out in the aisle. Anyway, enough about flying. It's not very exciting. I am swole. Look at this big arm. Not that strong. That's my I don't work out arm. This is the one I work out. I don't know. What are we going to do in Tampa? I have like a crazy, crazy, crazy lift that I have to go through. I only have 2 days to do this, which, you know, is enough time. But one of the things is like with the behind the scenes, I'm wondering how fast I can get around everywhere because of the stadium. It's going to make it a little more difficult, you know, because stuff's like so much further away just because of the scale of the building. So I'm going to have to like really try to plan a lot of different shots. So I'll probably have like a shot list and I'll just do the shot list in order. Yeah. So I just got to like crazy plan it. Live stream in Tampa. I did think about it. So what I really want to try to do, I've thought about live streaming. I actually like set up Tailscale so I can like VPN, so I can send my camera feed back to this computer and then have like use the chat still and have everything just like I normally use it. So I might try, what I really want to do is go to the very top of the stadium. So like the very top and try to position the camera to like look down on the field or something like that. To be like way up there to get like a really cool angle of the field. I think that would be really neat. But that just matters like where it's at. But I really hope to get, I hope we have like, I hope I can get access to the very top row, you know, like the very top of the stadium. Because they're not going to be using that part. So I don't know if they're going to have it closed off or what the deal is. And then if I, just a live stream in general, it's just going to matter time-wise. You know, I'm going to have to like, you know, I just got so much happening that a live stream is going to take another, I mean, if I just did it for an hour, it's going to take another few hours, you know, because I got to set it up and figure it out all out. So it's just like more time that I just might not have time. And I have to accomplish like the other stuff but first, I believe anyway. Do or do not. I can't talk like Yoda. Can I do Yoda? There is no try. Sort of. NXL in the Bucks Stadium is going to be the best thing to happen there since Kyle Pitts and the 3 touchdown. I don't know anything about that. What about monster trucks? There's Monster Jam there this weekend. There's monster trucks there. Which, I should say, there are monster trucks going to be there. So we're curious about what the turf's going to look like. I know we all think about like an NFL stadium and it looking amazing, but it's possible that it doesn't look amazing. I'm with Chris Martin. I agree. I vote skip the live stream, get sponsors, and make vids. 100%. Maybe I don't know. I know that I want to accomplish those things. So those are for sure my 2 main objectives. And I'm the guy who is like, oh, I can do this and this and this and this and this and this, and then like don't have time for any of it. So I definitely need to use my time accordingly. You know, like I can do a live stream any day of the week, essentially. I can't go like film an NXL tournament and get interviews from those people as much. So what's some brain saying? Hit up HK, Defy, Carbon, Planet Eclipse, GI Lux, brands that peeps care about, but don't have enough creators firing. For sure. I mean, today I made the entire list. And I know that there's people, I was looking for a complete vendor list and they don't have like a complete vendor list yet. A lot of the times they'll release like a map of the whole grounds, right? And they'll put like, you know, numbers on vendors and they'll tell where they can find those people. But I just copied the whole list, which is they have currently GI Sports, HK Army, Infamous, Defy, Tomahawk, Soup Air, Planet Eclipse, Lone Wolf, Manta, I don't know what that is, Proshar, Hormesis, Die, Verst, 7 Paintball, which is Fabrice Colombo's company. They make paintballs. MacDev, Anthrax, Hertz, Mazen Paintball, Dirty Dan PB, Maddox Paintball, Virtue Paintball, Trade My Gun, Carbon, Dizan, Gangster Paintball, Hydra, Fidley, DLX, Punishers, Spirit Paintball, Deviate, and Powerhouse. But I know there are going to be more than just those companies there. Because there's already some people that I want to talk to that aren't on that list, so... A fisheye? Do you have a fisheye? I don't have a fisheye lens. I got this lens. This one's really wide. That's a 14 right there. Dirty Dan. I don't know much about that. And paintball. I don't even know what paintball is. The problem, one of the things is I think about lenses too, and like I have, this is a full frame sensor, and this is a 14 to 24. I have a 24 to 70, but I don't have anything longer than a 70 millimeter lens. So I don't know. We'll be okay. But some of those, like, because the stadium's so big, I might want like a longer lens for something, but oh, I don't know. I'm not renting equipment, so for sure. Yeah, Contract Killers, they're not on that list, huh? That would be interesting to talk to them, because I'm just curious what they do. I hope they change the designs, though. I'm not too... They talked about bringing back, like, classic designs or something like that. I'm like, I don't know. I never liked that stuff back then. And it's definitely not going to be, like, cool looking now. Red-haired Trev, the angel guy? I don't know what MN. Oh, yeah. He's got the best angel collection ever. I called him earlier. What did I say? The preeminent angel collector or something? I don't know. It's amazing, for sure. It's actually, like, really impressive. It's kind of, like, mind-blowing. It's like, wow. It's not that he just has the guns, too. You got to, like, track that stuff down. I mean, some of those guns are so rare, you know. I mean, he's got, like, the old, like, original Iron Man LCDs and stuff. There were only, like, 8 of or whatever. Crazy, crazy stuff. Some brains, for sure. I'm blanking on the new Hurricanes owner's name, the new contract. I'm blanking on his name right now. John something? Shit, I don't know. Shock Tech LCDs? Like, what are we talking about out here? I just think those, like, I don't know what they are, but there was, like, there's, like, the LCDs that the Iron Man used that were, like, single triggers, and they were, like, dark gray. Maybe they were, like, early versions of, like, the Featherlight? Maybe that's what it is. But who made the Featherlight? Were those Dai? Did Dai make the Featherlight guns, or was that someone else? Were they Adrenaline? Apollo. I had an Apollo. I bought an Apollo LCD brand new. John Brinkman. There you go, Chris. There we go. I knew it was something. Millions on the facilities. MacDev, IP, Contract Killer, Fedorov. I mean, he's paying Fedorov. Adrenaline Featherlights. There we go. I was like, I thought it was Adrenaline. Those guns are crazy. Those guns are really cool. Those are really rare, I think. I'm pretty sure. J-Turn says, I miss guns like the Ion that you could upgrade like hell. Yeah. That's a common sentiment. Hold on. Dai paid Adrenaline a bunch of money to make those. Like 100 steel blue Adrenaline LCDs, including some feather lights. Yeah, it's so cool. Really cool. Upgrading guns. I have like two takes on that, right? I think that it is cool when you can do that, right? Because it makes your gun personal, right? I mean, the Ion was a basic gun, and then you could, you know, buy a different body kit and triggers and feed necks and all kinds of stuff. And for a very long time, I mean, really, after the Ion, there had not really been something as customizable. I think the closest thing we've probably come to that is going to be the E-Mech. I mean, the E-Mech, you can do almost, if not, maybe not more, but the same amount of upgrades that you could to the Ion, right? I mean, bodies and triggers and on-offs and feed necks and all kinds of internal parts. You can do all kinds of stuff to the E-Mech. And then also, in turn, kind of to the ETHA 3, because they take a similar amount of similar parts. Oh, I remember those freaking Iron Man LCDs. Yeah. I'm telling you, that Lifesaver Adrenaline's the coolest. The E-Mech, for sure. There's tons of crazy, you know, things you can do for the E-Mech. But what I don't like about it, and didn't like back in the day, too, like, you know, like we were talking about me buying an Apollo Angel. I bought an Apollo Angel, an Angel LCD, we'll just say. It was 2002 or something like that. And it's crazy, right? The barrel sucked on that thing. You had to buy a new feed neck, kind of. I mean, the feed necks were awful. It didn't come with an on-off. So you had to buy an on-off. You had to buy a barrel. You had to buy a feed neck. You had to buy, like, you know, macro line fittings and macro line just to make it work. It doesn't even work without that stuff. I mean, you could, you know, you don't have to use a special barrel and feed neck, but you need an on-off. So you actually had to buy things just to make it work. You know, you couldn't just buy a paintball gun and use it. You had to buy this and this and all this other nonsense. Where now, you know, at least the guns are done. You can just buy it and use it. You don't have to buy all these stupid upgrades. The Ion, you really kind of didn't. You needed to buy an on-off, though. It didn't really come with an on-off. It had that duckbill ASA, but I like that, how we have these guns now that are done, right? You don't really have to buy a lot of upgrades. You don't have to feel like, oh, I spent $300 on this gun. Now I got to buy this and this and all this other crap to make it work right. It's like, no, it's done. I mean, you don't really need to buy anything. So I like that from just a consumer standpoint, because people really don't like it when you're like, yeah, it's only $300, but you got to buy, you know, this $50 thing. And then this one's $80. And then, oh, it's really $500 now. So it's good to think from a consumer standpoint that you don't have to buy all those upgrades. But I totally get, like, that customizing and making stuff cool, for sure. Like, I totally get it. And I think it was somewhat good for paintball, too, because there were lots of paintball stores selling all kinds of these upgrades, right? I mean, right there, you literally just said, that kept third-party businesses like Shock Tech and New Designs in business, for sure. And lots of paintball stores were able to sell all kinds of weird, you know, upgrades and just things. You could pay to have it installed. There was a lot of ways to make money off that. That's one of the reasons a lot of people say Smart Parts did that on purpose, to try and, you know, sell aftermarket parts, which isn't necessarily bad. So I see both ways. I do like how the guns are done, though. It makes it a lot easier to, like, you know, sell stuff. There's nothing worse than showing up at the paintball field to play paintball, but then you spend half the day trying to fix your marker. Today, markers just work, which equates to more fun. I totally agree with that, too. I mean, dude, paintball guns used to suck. Like, sometimes I see, like, there's guys out at the paintball field, that quite a few guys that have, like, really old guns, like LCDs or just something weird. And I'm like, yeah, I'll take a few pops with it, but I have no desire to play with those guns. Just because I remember when they sucked, you know. I remember going to the field and, like, half my shit not working. You know, you get to the field and you're like, fuck, this thing worked perfectly fine yesterday. And then now, for some reason, it's just not turning on. It's now it's leaking out the barrel. Now my hopper's cracked in half. Like, stuff just used to suck. So I really, really don't like that old stuff, just because I remember using it all the time. I mean, it's cool and stuff, but I don't really, like, want to play with it. You know, I just want to know the gun works. You know, I just want paintballs to come out. Work. It was kind of a paint to get. It was kind of a paint to get in stock to have every color of every aftermarket part, though. Oh, yeah. It was kind of a pain to have in stock, for sure. Oh, we had a showcase full of cap parts for so many guns. 100%. I mean, that's why, like, that's why at paintball stores nowadays, you'll see, like, a bin. Like, if you go to SAC Paintball, SAC Paintball here in Sacramento, they have, like, in the corner, just this, like, big, you know, rack of, it's like a big rack, and there's, like, you know, parts and stuff and whatever. This is, like, a big thing, and it's got all these old parts in it, and it's just old parts for old guns, like old Intimidator parts, old feed necks, old ion triggers, just a bunch of random stuff. And it was hard. I mean, there were so many parts. It was like, do you have the Impulse Thread Mid-Rise CCM feed neck in polished blue? No, we don't. We have it in polished black. We have it in polished red, green, yellow, purple, pink. You know, like, it was like crazy. And that was just the Impulse ones. And you got all the Angel feed necks. This cock is like, for sure. Man, there was so much more stuff back then. For better and worse, probably, you know. If you want to play with a cocker, I make sure to bring more than one. Humidity differentiated day to day will mess with them. Last time in the live stream, I was like, cockers suck. Man. CCM cards, Chris, for sure are hard to find now. They weren't at one point, really, like 2008 or something, 2005. Well, I don't know. Actually, they kind of probably were. I mean, the CCM stuff's kind of always been desirable, and they were always a smaller operation. So they never had, like, you know, crazy, crazy quantity. Their cockers, their, like, guns have always been like that. You always had to, like, pre-order stuff and then wait, like, 6 months. It was always hard. I know, I like cockers too. I don't hate cockers. I was just talking about how they were like unreliable and people were like, there's no way, they're super reliable. I'm like, you guys ever even, you guys play with cockers? Huh. All right, I'm going to go. I want to get some dinner. Although I don't know what I'm eating. I forgot my microwave broke. Not that I'm necessarily going to use the microwave. My microwave broke yesterday. Started like doing that thing where, like, you know, if you put like aluminum foil in there and it's like, it looks all crazy. I started just doing that randomly. What would I have in there? Popcorn. Popcorn. All right, guys. I'll come back Monday. You'll see me Monday. I don't know what we're going to talk about. We will, I don't know, have paintball stuff to talk about. I leave for Tampa in the morning, the following morning. So we'll probably talk about Tampa since that's all I'll probably be thinking about. Maybe we'll have a gear list. I'll show you guys my gear and shot list. We'll talk about the videos. There's a hell of a shot list. I gotta go sort this. Shots, there it is. No, that's not the right one. The big stage. That's what we're calling this title of this video. The big stage, in a way. Oh, I gotta remember to talk about balls. Hey Siri, set reminder. balls.
Okay. Okay, I added balls to the list.
There we go. Didn't spell it right. No, what? Delete it? Hey Siri, set reminder. Balls. Everyone's gonna get reminder. Everyone's gonna get a reminder. Balls. Ooh, JB welding some feed necks onto an Intimidator. Good old days. God damn, paintball guns are so much better now. It's crazy. I was like thinking about Intimidators, and it's like, did they thread the feed necks on those things? It was like, I think the original ones, like the classic Intimidators, had a press fit feed neck. And then later on, they were threaded. But they also had that stupid, like, they like glued in like that base for like the twist lock or some shit. That's like a dumb idea. I mean, that's back when paintball stuff just wasn't made well. So it was probably the best like solution they had to it. Mr. Green, thank you. We'll see you guys later. All right, I'm out of here. I'm closing the chat or I'll never leave. Were they Cocker Thread? I know, I kind of... Were they Cocker Thread? Or STO Threaded? I don't remember. Maybe they were. I don't know. Either way, they sucked. The threads would strip out. If it wasn't pressed, the threads would strip out and you couldn't use it. Okay. Come back Monday. Go over to the link in the description. You can watch the newest video on the Major League Paintball Plus website. If you're a subscriber, go subscribe, or go watch it if you're subscribed. And I don't know. We'll see you guys soon in almost 7 days.